Welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Gray Guy is out somewhere strolling with his computer.
He's laying down on the carpet.
Oh, is he?
He doesn't feel
doing
good.
Some yoga,
he
I
doesn't,
believe.
Yeah.
And then we have, Kathleen, you look really good in sunglasses. That was really cool. Yes. Right, Eric?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see? Now we're talking. And Eric behind the window. Is that bulletproof?
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Oh, really?
It is two sheets of glass, though.
See, there's something.
To the wind?
Something, no, something very
totally
good
different.
In it.
Oh, okay.
All right, so this is a great song from the 1930s, Wizard of Oz.
No, of course, this is the theme song for Days of Our Lives. 50 years. They are celebrating 50 years on the air this weekend.
This is my favorite version of These Are the Days of Our Lives.
These are the days of our lives.
Like sands through the hourglass. So are the days of our lives. Oh, okay. I was waiting for the lyrics there. Yeah. And because Eric is going to be busy getting our guest on the line.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All
so
right.
Because this is the 50th anniversary of Days of Our Lives.
Days of Our Lives.
Today is Breakthrough Entertainment's, do we have Breakthrough Entertainment's Days of Our Lives Christmas Spectacular.
Jeez, you remembered it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I know. It's a long, and I don't even have it written down. But we've got some great guests from Days of Our Lives over the next, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So this should be really exciting. I have watched Days of Our Lives ever since I was born.
Really?
Yeah. I think I entered this earth watching an episode of Days of Our Lives.
So,
and I know her as Nancy Wesley, but all of her friends know her as Patrika Darbo. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
So, you know, of course, you haven't been on Days of Our Lives recently. I think you had a brief role back when Chloe was back on a year or so ago, right?
Yeah, I think it was 2013. Chloe went nuts and Nancy came back.
Right, exactly. But you were on for, what was it, was it 7 years?
Something, 7 or 8 years, yes.
Wow. Okay, so again, tell us how you started with Days of Our Lives, how that came to be, because I know you had some other projects prior to that, but when you came on board Days of Our Lives, how did that go?
Well, it's interesting because, may she rest in peace, Fran Bascom was the casting director, and she asked, would I do a soap opera? And I said, well, of course I'll do a soap opera, but I was fully thinking I was coming on to serve beer and peanuts, because normally I did the goofy waitress or something like that, and then I found out it was coming on with a soap opera husband, and I had a whole storyline. It was crazy. So,
yeah, I mean, of course, Craig, you're talking about your husband, your on-screen husband, of course, with Chloe. I mean, she's you said how crazy she was. She went from being, she had so many different personalities, I guess, over the years. Don't
well,
you agree?
I think it's a little It's kind of interesting. Kevin Spiritus, who played Craig, he and I came on first. We weren't really contract players at the time. We came on sort of to do a little storyline, and the fans, and I have to say, Days of Our Lives fans are the best. Just went crazy and said, "We love this couple. Please keep them on." So they put us under contract, and we were there for 7.5-8 years, and we didn't get a child. Till I think our second year there, and that was kind of crazy because that was a whole new storyline. So it wasn't a great adventure for me because as the full-figured bitch goddess, as Michael Logan called me, it was a whole new adventure for me.
Yeah, and it was such an interesting role, you know, over the time that you were there. I mean, you had several, I mean, it wouldn't be any soap opera, much less Days of Our Lives, without some fighting. Of course, you had some great fights with Nicole, right?
I didn't so much have with Nicole, but was when we were after Mike and Carrie, and so we had the Mike and Carrie, and then we had Lisa Lindy played Nurse Allie, and we drove her crazy, and she tried to kill Mike, and it just was a goofy adventure. Our trip to Las Vegas was probably one of the most fun adventures that we did.
Wow, me too.
Well, Las Vegas is always a fun place, no doubt.
Especially when you're driving someone nuts.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm going tomorrow to Las Vegas.
Who are you
going to
be driving nuts, Dave?
Ooh, baby, yeah. Ooh, baby.
Yeah, oh, you want to go? Okay, but anyway, a quick question. You know, I was a fan of soap operas back in the day. I'm the oldest one here, by the way. So I remember the very first episode of All My Children. So the question I have for you is, you know, All My Children, Days of Her Life, General Hospital, all very well-known soap operas. Do you interact with other cast members of other soap operas?
Well, we do a lot of we do a number of events together, so we see them. I mean, it's a tight community.
Yeah.
And it's what's interesting about it is that it's basically the same community you have now with Empire, and it's just we're daytime, we're seeing every single day, whereas Empire and that kind of soap opera is once a week, and they do one script a week, where we do five a day, you know, five for a week, and it's kind of a lost thing, because there's only the, four soaps left on the air right this moment, yeah. And in the heyday, and when you talk about seeing the first All My Children, I mean, that was, those were the biggest things ever, and they led to the nighttime soaps that everyone loves and adores right this moment, the Dallases, the Knott's Landing, which those went out sort of at the end of the 80s, but now they're coming back with, like, the Empire.
Yeah, really good stuff. Now, what are the four remaining soap operas?
The four remaining soap operas are for CBS. There's Young and the Restless and Bold and the Beautiful. ABC has General Hospital, and NBC has Days of Our Lives.
Do you know why All My Children went off there?
It's because they started losing audiences, and they found that there was more money in putting a cooking show on or a talking show, because the networks don't have to pay for that.
Yeah, and that's such a shame, because, I mean, people grow up with these characters. I mean, I said before you joined us that, you know, I have been watching Days of Our Lives pretty much since the day I was born, and I, that's not an exaggeration at all. You know, I watch every single day. I don't believe I've missed an episode in however long, and you know, they're my family, and I know my mom. It means a lot to her. These are the people who she celebrates holidays with.
There are so many families that are grandmothers, mothers, sons, and daughters. I mean, it was it was an institution, and there are still people that watch it all the time. I remember, I think one of Days of Our Lives' biggest fans, Julia Roberts, she and her mom used to watch them and then talk about them all the time. I mean, that's the kind of that's the 1 hour of a day that people would go, okay, you sit on the sofa right now, you're going to be quiet because mommy's stories are on, or grandma's stories are on, you have to be quiet.
Yeah.
My own grandmother was a Young and the Restless fan, and we bought her a VCR because we couldn't get her out of the house to take her anywhere.
Yeah. And of course, yeah, it is, Eric. He's asking me something in my ear. But were you a fan of Days of Our Lives prior to being on the show?
To be honest, no. I mean, I really wasn't a soap opera fan. I never thought it would be something. I try to watch shows that I think I'm going to be able to do as an actor, and being on a soap opera wasn't one of the ones that I thought I should be doing. Mm-hmm. So I really wasn't watching a lot of daytime television of anything. And then, of course, once they said, we want you to come on, then I'm, like, glued to it. And it's interesting as an actor, because we suddenly become that person. That's another part of our personality. So if the writer says something that we go, no, Nancy didn't do this before. What's very interesting is we talked about when Chloe went crazy. The writers really forgot that Nancy would have been there in a heartbeat the minute her daughter was turned into a prostitute, the minute she suddenly had this child and all this other stuff was going on. So they sort of forgot that family dynamic.
Now, of course, if anyone is just now joining us, we are speaking with actress Patrika Darbo from Days of Our Lives. She played Nancy Wesley. And you talked about how, you know, you're playing this character every day, and it's kind of another personality of yours. Is that when you're playing a character for that long and that often, is it kind of hard to shake that, or you know, tell us about that aspect of it?
Well, I think you become so ingrained in your own character, because that's what you're trying to portray and make it real for the audience, but you're also trying to be loyal to the audience members who have fallen in love with you as that character, so you try to be true to them as well as to your character. Mm-hmm. So you kind of leave it at home, because you can't really take all that. You'd be nuts if you tried to take it all home. But you try to, when you're on the set and you're learning your lines and you're reading the script, you try to be true to that character just out of respect for your audience.
When you're speaking the scripts, do you have to go verbatim, or can you kind of wing it?
Most of the time, they'd like you to go verbatim, and it's sort of being respectful to the writers who are doing their job. There are some times when it's a little more difficult, because some writers write as you speak, and some writers write as you read. So if it's a writer that's writing as I'm speaking to you right now, it's easier to memorize, it's easier to flow. If it's being written like you're reading it, sometimes you have to kind of say, can I say it this way instead of this way?
Oh, but yeah,
you try to be respectful of the writers at all times.
Absolutely. And Patrika, you sort of mentioned this a little while ago already, but you know how when they brought up being on Days of Our Lives, a soap opera, a little different. Because I know in the past, you know, you've done a lot of different genres, TV, film, a lot of good stuff like that. But I remember, of course, Step by Step is either the first or second season.
The first season as Suzanne's sister, yes.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, do you have a preference of a type of role you're in terms of, you know, working on a sitcom versus a soap opera, you know, versus film?
I think most times any actor will say my favorite thing is when I'm working. Mm-hmm. You train, you go to school, you learn all the genres, and it's really great when you get to do all of them. Stage sometimes is the best because you get that immediate gratification because you hear the applause, you hear the laughter, or the boos sometimes. But sometimes just doing live theater is very good. And also three camera, when you're working in front of an audience like Step by Step, you have an audience in there, so you're getting that immediate gratification. So sometimes those are fun. But I have to say, doing Days, the letters that I would get now with the new media stuff, with the tweeting and the texting and the Facebooking and all that kind of stuff, you get that immediate thing from your fans, which is terrific, too. And I always try to respond when I can. So it's just being able to work in the profession that I chose.
Now, I think everyone pretty much liked Nancy, but, did you ever get hate mail from anyone?
I mean, a couple times I got hate mail from people, I think, who hated themselves. A couple times I got letters about being too fat and being too big, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the times those were people, I think, who were unhappy with themselves. But other times I think I got a lot of very generous and very kind emails from people or letters asking, it's interesting to see you on television because you have this gorgeous husband who obviously loves and adores you, and you love and adore him. And if you can do it, I can do it. I don't have to vicariously live through the size 2 because I'm a 2-0 instead of an 0-2. So
yeah.
It was very kind. I think it was an opportunity to say to people that, you know, you don't need to hate one another. It's kind of that bullying thing. Sometimes there were bully letters, but most of the time it was very kind.
And I think especially, you know, with Chloe's storyline in early on, I think that a lot of that bullying stuff was addressed as well, no?
Well, I think so. I think it was very great in the fact that she was Google Girl and I think one of the favorite episodes anyone has at this point with Chloe's character was at the prom when she took off that big heavy cape that everybody thought she was going to be Ghoul Girl, and she was in that gorgeous red dress, and people went, whoa, and the boys went, whoa.
Yeah, yeah, and of course, will we see Nancy and Craig back for the 50th or any plans in the future?
No, I think the 50th is over at this point because the shows now shoot so fast. They're several months in advance right this moment, so there wasn't a place for the Wesleys to return for the 50th. Hopefully, maybe in the future, they'll bring them back for some other big storyline because you know how that rotates and things go on. So all that Craig and Nancy can say is for the Wesley fans, write in if you want to see us. And if it happens, it happens. Right this moment, I know Kevin is very disappointed because he has a gig and he's out of town for that because the party is tonight to celebrate. And he's out of town performing and was unable to attend. I just finished doing The Big Bang Theory, which was a fun adventure, and I'm getting ready to do a Disney show called Lab Rats next week. So we keep working, but if Days wants us to come back as the Wesleys and create a little havoc, I'm sure we can work it out.
Oh, I can't wait. You know, when is the? Do you know when the Big Bang Theory episode that you're in?
That is aired already.
Yes.
Sheldon makes a play for me, and I have to tell him I'm a grandmother, and I'm her grandmother, and I'm married. Sheldon, I can't be with you. So,
excellent.
And the Lab Rats will be a fun adventure, too, because that's a great show for kids, and it's another opportunity to be with a live audience and do things. So I'm trying to keep as busy as I can and working on some production, producing things. So
wonderful.
You keep working.
Yes, yes. And again, you know, tonight is the big party. That's going to be so exciting. That's got to be...
I think it's going to be great to see a lot of people that you haven't seen in a long time. Every once in a while, I live in the town where the show is filmed, so every once in a while I see a lot of the technical people, the camera guys, who I love and adore, because when I first came on there, I wasn't used to the soap opera where the camera comes in on you and you have to have that freezing moment, and I'd be like, oh my goodness, did I forget my work? Why are they doing this? Why are they not calling? What's going on? So they were very generous to me, and so I'm looking forward to seeing the cast and the crew. So.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, again, actress Patrika Darbo, Days of Our Lives, Nancy Wesley, thank you so much for joining us and helping us celebrate the 50th anniversary of Days of Our Lives.
Thanks, guys, very much for calling. Good luck to everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
She was a great character on Days of Our Lives, Nancy Wesley, and she also sings I Saw Three Ships on the Christmas album for Days of Our Lives. Yes, this is Patrika Darbo singing I Saw Three Ships.
Oh, wow. The Days of Our Lives Christmas. What are the three ships, Eric?
The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
Oh, you do know that. And who sailed
that? Is that the three ships she's talking about? I don't know.
I think it is, isn't it? No?
On Christmas Day? I don't think they arrived on Christmas Day.
Oh, it's Thanksgiving, right? Plymouth Rock?
Right.
Oh, how'd they know it was Thanksgiving back then?
I don't know. That was a coincidence.
I know. It's weird. But anyway, and why do they always have Christmas when the malls are so crowded? That's what I don't understand.
It's, once again, coincidence.
It's weird. Why don't they switch it when the malls are not as crowded?
Right. That would make it much easier to shop.
I don't know. We have to understand that more and do an analysis, maybe a feasibility
study. Just go to PV Mall. There's never anyone there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. There's a lot of people there.
There are?
Last time I went, that place is a ghost town.
Oh, that's not good, is it?
Running out of music.
This is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix. We'll be right back.